I would say they ripen after you get them out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's a funny word, you know, that to use here. If a boy looks like his father, you know, his appearance is, you know, like his father's, you'd say that the boy...
Chip off the old block.
Well, can you think of a word that you'd say, the boy, his father?
Looks like the old man.
Looks like the old man, or would you ever say favors?
Favors his father.
Mm-hmm. Or if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you might say that the boy, what would you say?
Favors his father.
Favors his father. Okay, if the father's in jail and the boy's growing up and he starts stealing or something, you'd say, well, that boy really something his father said. The boy was just like his father.
Ask that question again.
Well, let's say a man was put in jail for stealing and then his son starts growing up and starts stealing too. You'd say, well, that boy,
he's a thief just like his father, if his father did that.
Yeah, or would you say takes after his father?
Yeah, take after his father. He's a thief like his father, or he takes after his father.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, but who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
And if a city person comes to the country, what might country people call him behind his back?
Call him to the face.
Tenderfoot,
city slicker, or something like that.
And if a country person goes into town, what might people in the city call him?
Country bumpkin.
Okay.
Old farmer, that's usually. Old sod buster, something like that.
How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is black?
Niggers.
Okay. Suppose you were angry with a colored person and thought he was, you know...
Now, what in the world are y'all getting that stuff for now?
Well,
now, y'all are just trying to stir up something, aren't you?
No, believe me, we're not. We just want to know what kind of words are used, you know, from county to county in Georgia. And we're trying
what good is that going to do now?
Well, if you don't want to answer these questions...
No, I'll just skip over them.
Okay, fine. Okay, if a man...
I'm a segregationist. If that'll do any good, I'll send it to Washington. Anyway, I'm a segregationist.
No, the only reason that we're asking, you know, any of these things is just to find out, you know, what people use, what words people use for certain things in certain areas. You know, and how they, what word they use, you know, whether they say colored person or black or negro.
We've always called them niggers, and I have respect for good niggers. I've always treated them right, and my family before me did, but I don't see the government forcing anybody trying to force us to integrate socially with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, believe me, we're not trying to find out about that, and we're not... You know, we're not here to find out about that at all. We just wanted to know, you know, what words you would use, or...
I call them niggers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he really liked, and his young son broke it. You might say that the man got really... How would he react to his son? He got really...
Angry.
Angry? Would you ever say riled up or...
Mad.
Head up or...
Mad. Mad. Got mad about it.